Is it really so that the entire medical profession all of a sudden this year has become so ignorant about ivermectin that this actually has been found to be beneficial in humans at all? Why all of a sudden are they all in the media saying this is only for animals? Do you know why? I don't understand why they're all doing this. They know that it's been used to cure parasitic infections in humans for decades. So
yeah,
only medical professionals out there in the media saying it's only for animals. Why would they do that?
You have only 4 billion people on the planet Earth have taken this medicine over the last 3.5 decades. We know it's been a human medicine for 3.5 decades. And for heaven's sakes, you know, we've given it to malnourished, poor, starving children in Africa by the tens of millions every year. We're requiring Afghan refugees and people from Africa or Asia or other parts of the world coming into our country. In the CDC documents, it says you give them ivermectin, you deworm them. It's a human pill. And then to have my critics, you know, I'm going to invite them. I'm speaking at the state capitol today. I'll invite those same critics. Hey, sit down. Let's have a conversation. You know, if you want to tell the truth, tell the truth. If you want to bring your data, bring your data. I always invite conversation, dialogue, collegiality. Nobody takes me up on it for some strange reason. They don't want to have an intellectual, science-based, data-driven conversation. But I always have my door open. I'll take their criticisms if they actually have science behind it, but I say follow the money. Take, for example, these big hospital systems. They get a 20% bonus through a Medicare Medicaid code for sticking a needle in your arm and giving you remdesivir, which we know kills the kidney in a quarter of animals in the animal trials. I know you know this quite well, but it's they're giving drugs that are dangerous, but the government gives them a 20% bonus if they give it to you. So I say follow the money. You know, follow the money. They're incentivized to not do the things that are cheap and easy. If I can save a life for pennies on the dollar, it destroys their plan. And so I really think it's disingenuous of these big systems to be doing what they're doing. They're in lockstep with the government. Our federal agencies are corporate, captured by big money from pharma, and they don't have any interest in anything that would be cheap and easy.